here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of July, 2009. Today is the 70th birthday of the Supreme Leader of Iran, the Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, born in Mashhad, Iran, in 1939, one of the most powerful people in the history of the country. A Shiite cleric by education, by his early 20s, he'd become active in politics, was arrested in 1963, taking part in revolutionary activities, helped to found the Islamic Republic Party in 1979, and to orchestrate the Islamic Revolution in Iran that year, in which the secular Shah of Iran was exiled and the Iranian government was replaced by Islamic conservatives. Khamenei became deputy defense minister and then supervisor of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards. He was the first cleric to be president of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And in his first speech as president, he promised to eradicate deviation, liberalism, and American-influenced leftists from the new republic. Iranian people protested in violent and nonviolent ways throughout the early 1980s, but the government cracked down. People were arrested, summarily tried, and sentenced to death. Khamenei was elected to a second term as president, and in 1989, the year that his second term as president ended, he became the supreme leader of Iran. At first, he was supposed to be part of a council of three ruling clerics, but then the assembly of experts who choose the leadership positions rejected that idea, and he was made the sole supreme leader, which was controversial in Iran. Many clerics felt that Khamenei lacked the religious scholarship that he should have in order to be the supreme leader, an incredibly powerful position in Iran, written into the constitution of the Islamic Republic. No decision becomes part of the law in Iran until it's approved by the supreme leader. He is commander-in-chief of the military. He has the power to dismiss the democratically elected president. He appoints the heads of state television and state radio and members of the National Security Council, and he appoints the judges as well. Growing up, Ayatollah Khamenei liked poetry and music, but once he became supreme leader, he disavowed them and issued a fatwa in 1996 saying that music education corrupts the minds of young children. He said the promotion of music, both traditional and Western, in schools is contrary to the goals and teachings of Islam. And it is a crime in Iran to criticize the supreme leader of the country. Here's a poem for today by Barton Sutter, entitled Sober Song. Farewell to the starlight and whiskey, so long to the sunshine and beer. The booze made me cocky and frisky, but worried the man in the mirror. Good night to the moonlight in brandy, adieu to the warmth of the wine. I think I can finally stand me without a glass or a stein. Bye-bye to the balm in the vodka, ta-ta to the menthol in gin. I'm trying to do what I ought to, rejecting that snake medicine. I won't miss the blackouts and vomit, the accidents and regret. If I can stay off the rot gut, there might be a chance for me yet. So long to God in a bottle, to the lies of rum and vermouth. Let me slake my thirst with water and the sweet, transparent truth. Sober Song by Barton Sutter. From his collection entitled Farewell to the Starlight and Whiskey, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.